Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The underdog in the Senate race, in fourth place in most of the polls, candidate Alan Casey, appears to have grown used to that position. Casey is not discouraged. In fact, he says he's been successful before when the odds were against him. In Tuesday night's debate, as on the campaign trail, Casey relates an example of just that, which we will tell you about in a few moments. He says it inspired him to run for office, but it's a story not everyone agrees with. In the last in our series about the defining moments for the Massachusetts U.S. Senate candidates, WBUR's Deborah Becker this morning reports on Alan Casey.
At a Jamaica Plain coffee shop in between campaign appearances on a busy Saturday in November, Alan Casey sits down for a brief interview and breakfast.
Hey, do you want to eat a little?
No, I can eat and talk.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to sound good.
Okay. All right. I'll have that one bite.
Okay.
And then I'll go.
Many of his supporters say that is quintessential Casey, a driven, intense multitasker who convinces people to believe in his vision. They say it was that single-minded pursuit of a goal that helped Casey in 1988 when he co-founded the service program City Year, which is described as an urban Peace Corps. They also say those traits bolstered Casey's image on the national stage during his unconventional and ultimately successful fight 15 years later over proposed funding cuts to AmeriCorps, the national network of community service programs.
For me, it was a turning point because I realized that at that point, service was good, but it wasn't good enough. That, you know, 15, 16 years of work, not just by me, but by an entire movement all over the country because of partisan politics, could all be washed down the drain. And that's, you know, that was pivotal.
That pivotal moment was in 2003, and the movement was the National Service Movement. Casey was a leader in the movement. City Year was a model for AmeriCorps. Participants in both work and service projects in exchange for education grants. AmeriCorps became hugely popular after September 11th. In his 2002 State of the Union address, then-President George W. Bush promised to boost enrollment in service programs, and he created the USA Freedom Corps.
We need mentors to love children, especially children whose parents are in prison, and we need more talented teachers in troubled schools. USA Freedom Corps will expand and improve the good efforts of AmeriCorps and Senior Corps to recruit more than 200,000 new volunteers.
But just weeks later, amid a surge of new volunteers, lawmakers discovered that AmeriCorps enrolled more people than it could afford to pay education grants. There was a lot of finger-pointing about complicated funding mechanisms and management. Instead of increasing participation, lawmakers ended up suggesting an 80% funding cut to AmeriCorps. Rob Waldron, the former head of Jumpstart in Boston, which works with disadvantaged preschoolers, remembers being notified that he would quickly lose some $5 million federal dollars.
We heard from the government that in a month or two that was just going away, and it wasn't because they didn't want to give it to us, it was because of some bureaucratic problem in Washington. And Alan gave me a call and said, we're going to win this thing. And I said, Alan, we have, you know, 60 days. Like, that's just not possible. I appreciate your optimism.
But Casey ended up convincing Waldron and hundreds of other service group leaders to fight. They wrote letters and editorials. They rallied business leaders and educators. And Waldron was among those who went to Washington and tried to persuade politicians like then-Republican and now Democratic Senator Arlen Specter to maintain AmeriCorps funding.
I remember about 45 days in when Arlen Specter basically screamed at me, like, I will never do this. Literally spit came out of his mouth and landed in my cheek. And that man, I think about 40 days later, voted for this legislation.
What Waldron and many others say was key in the AmeriCorps funding fight was Casey's idea to hold a citizens' hearing in Washington where people would testify for 100 hours, 4 days consecutively, about the benefits and breadth of AmeriCorps programs. 700 people showed up. More than 50 members of Congress testified. CNN followed some of the hearings. Michael Brown, who co-founded City Year with Casey and has worked with him since they were roommates at Harvard, remembers when Casey first suggested the hearing to other community service leaders during a conference call.
And there was some pushback on the call, like, why don't we do 10 hours? Why don't we do 24 hours? And Alan was like, no, we got to do 100 hours. There's so many people that want to testify, and it's got to capture people's imagination. And people said, okay. And every organizations from all over the country started signing up for hours in the middle of the night. I'll do the 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. spot, and we'll get people. And it was really a magical moment, a real Mr. Smith kind of goes to Washington kind of experience.
And Brown says that analogy is fitting for Casey, whom he describes as a tremendously idealistic, relentless optimist. But not everyone agrees that Casey was the ordinary little guy who successfully took on the Washington bigwigs.
There's the sizzle and there's the steak.
Leslie Lankowski, in 2003, was CEO of the Corporation for National Community Service, the federal agency that oversees AmeriCorps. He says Casey's citizen hearing was helpful, but it was not the deciding factor in getting lawmakers to retain AmeriCorps funding and increase it by $100 million in the next year.
Alan and his colleagues had lots of sizzle, lots of visibility, lots of PR, and so on, but the actual problem was discovered by the Bush administration. The key proposal was made by the Bush administration. The deal that ultimately came out of it was negotiated before Alan got involved.
Casey, his supporters, and a former aide to President George W. Bush all dispute Lankowski's take on what happened in 2003, but there's no question that AmeriCorps continues to grow. The White House reported a 234% increase in AmeriCorps online volunteer applications in early 2009 over the previous year. President Obama has promised to more than double AmeriCorps members over the next 8 years as part of the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act, a bill named after the man that Casey is trying to replace in the Senate. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.